You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Do you know who designed your chair? How about the utensils in your kitchen? Or the ads in your favorite magazine? We rarely think about the people behind the everyday things we use or view. So you might not know that, before computers became popular, West Michigan was something of a graphic design hub.
Well, I think it started with the paper industry. Because of all of the rivers, it was a good location for many of the paper mills, and there used to be one in every small town in West Michigan.
That's retired graphic designer Barbara Loveland. At one time, paper and graphic design were like peanut butter and jelly. Loveland and her colleague Linda Powell created a new online archive for graphic design in West Michigan to preserve this little-known piece of history. Aside from the paper industry, Loveland says there were also more companies in the area willing to pay the price for good design. Powell recalls a story she heard about George Nelson, a furniture maker Herman Miller. He's now considered to be one of the founders of modernism in architecture and design. Powell says when Nelson designed the company's first catalog, CEO DJ Dupree didn't want to pay the $35,000 bill.
Go back to the drawing board and come back with a less expensive version of a first catalog. And so Nelson went away. He came back. He hadn't changed a thing except he had put a $3 price tag on the cover and proposed that they sell the catalog, which was totally new, that a company would sell a catalog and people would actually buy it.
But people did. And soon, Powell says, other companies started selling their catalogs, which allowed them to hire top designers. Powell remembers one ad by Herman Miller where designers photographed a lounge chair in a cornfield.
Because it was made in Zeeland, Michigan, and that's what was there. So there could be a barn in the background, but it was a wonderful setting, but totally out of context from the furniture. So really drew a lot of attention.
Loveland says it made people think differently about the chair. She says the Upjohn Company was pretty design forward too. In the 1950s, designer Will Burton used the company's own vitamins to make eye-catching ads. Colorful pills dot the eyes on a handwritten note and form a mosaic that looks like a question mark. Western Michigan University and Ferris State University have had some talented student designers too. In fact, Ferris State students helped create the online archive. And the physical pieces shown on the site are housed on Western's campus, like this nod to Andy Warhol.
So this is a soup can, like the Campbell soup cans that he did.
Inside, there's a rolled-up copy of Calliope, a literary paper written by Western students. Powell says even the design inside the brochure is unique.
I mean, here's a whole spread of copy that's sideways, which is an interview or a poem.
Western Archives also has one of the banners students made for a Kalamazoo art festival in 1971. It's a modern design in red, blue, and orange on a huge 12-foot cloth banner. Powell says Western students made these by hand.
Somebody brought their sewing machine in, somebody brought, you know, we had spray adhesive, and we were cutting the fabric and gluing and stitching and making these banners for the city of Kalamazoo.
Barbara Loveland says she hopes the archive helps people to be able to recognize good design.
When they begin to see more of it, I think they'll become more appreciative of it.
We'll have a link to the online West Michigan Graphic Design Archives on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.